Hi, I'm Henrik Edberg of the Positivity Blog, and this is Simple Health. In this recording, you will learn about the three fundamentals of energy and energy drains. One of the most important things I have done to improve my energy is to work on what I call the three fundamentals of energy. Those three things are food, exercise, and sleep. Sounds pretty simple, right? Well, it may even sound too simple or obvious, but these things are also fundamental things that people often mismanage. We eat something quick, but perhaps not so healthy because we're in a hurry. We know we should exercise more often, but things get in the way, and so a walk now and then or a random workout at the gym is usually what we wind up doing. We know we should probably get more sleep, but somehow that thought slips away, and so we spend quite a bit of time with being tired and drowsy. Let's move on to the first fundamental, sleep. Not getting enough sleep is probably one of the most overlooked problems that people have when it comes to their energy levels and ability to focus. So ask yourself these questions. How much sleep do you need to feel balanced and well? 8 hours, 6 hours, or 9 hours? And how much sleep do you actually get each night during a normal week? If you aren't getting enough sleep, then in my experience, it cannot just lead to focus problems, attention problems, and energy problems, but also more negative thinking, overthinking, and other things that won't help you. So be kind to yourself. If you find that you aren't getting enough sleep, then start to go to bed earlier or take a nap from time to time. Three tips that helped me to sleep better are: no caffeine or other stimulants after 8 o'clock in the evening, keeping my bedroom as dark as possible, and no work a few hours before sleep. If I work too late, it becomes very hard to wind down in time for sleep, and I toss and turn for an hour or more before finally going to sleep. Try these tips and see if they help you sleep better too. The next fundamental is food. And there are thousands of books and blogs about eating healthier. But a few tips that have helped me are switching to whole grain products, eating whole grain pasta and other types of food of that kind keeps me alert and full longer. I'm less likely to eat unnecessary snacks. Eat more fruit and vegetables. Replace some of the calorie-dense pasta or potatoes with more vegetables. Eat a banana instead of more bread. This will give you more vitamins and minerals and not make you as drowsy as when you digest the food. And it makes you eat a little less calories each day, so it's a simple way to help you to lose or maintain your weight. Switch from coffee to green tea or yerba mate. I find that I get a more relaxed boost in energy from green tea or yerba mate tea compared to the coffee. That just makes me jittery and makes it hard to think clearly. My personal preference for my work hours are now yerba mate. I drink one cup of that tea at breakfast and one cup at lunch. It helps to keep me calm, alert, and focused at the task at hand. It's really awesome stuff. I'll mention a few more simple and helpful food tips later on in this module when I talk about losing weight, but for now, let's move on to the last fundamental, exercise. I work out about 2 to 3 days a week right now. I start with free weights for about 30 minutes, and directly after that I do a bodyweight workout for cardio, and that takes me about 20 minutes, including cooling down. This works well for me because it's pretty fun, and I can do it from home, which makes it easier to stay consistent each week. It's easy to go to the gym, or go out walking or running in the summertime when you feel rested, but if you're feeling a bit tired at the end of the day and the rain is pouring, it becomes hard to get going, so if you have that problem, then consider working out from home in some way. You'll find more on forming the exercise habit in the next recording. Now, let's move on to the next section, reducing and eliminating energy drains from your life. Improving on the three fundamentals will raise your energy levels, But it is also important to be aware of your current energy leaks in your life and reducing them or plugging them. What do I mean by an energy drain? Well, it could be a habit of not getting enough sleep on Thursdays or eating a bit too much unhealthy food during the weekend. It could also be more emotional energy drains, such as problems that you are ignoring that needs to be resolved to move your life forward and to eliminate a source of stress and anxiety. It could be people that just suck the energy right out of you and give you little value of any kind. Or the small things, such as traffic noises, negative music or other forms of entertainment, that suck the energy out of you in subtle ways. Or perhaps you are thinking about an old conflict in your mind with someone over and over, but without getting closure. Perhaps you worry about something small, almost every day. Perhaps you are anxious about something that comes up over and over, such as tests in school. No matter how the drain looks, you want to have as few of these as possible. So think about your own small or big ways of wasting energy each week or month. And when you feel drained at the end of a day, ask yourself what happened and what you did and thought about that day that made you feel that way. And ask yourself, what is the worst that can happen in this situation? Will this matter 5 years from now? Can I let this go and feel happier and less stressed that way? Or think about how you can solve that old conflict or solve the problem you are thinking about in a practical way. Then take action on that to stop the energy from seeping out of you. You can find a section in the workbook for this module to help you explore your own energy drains and what you can do about them. You can also revisit the chapters in module 3 to find more practical solutions to issues like worrying and having a hard time to let go of things.